Air France and Airbus found not guilty. We'll share the details. Hey, what's going on with the Dominion voting systems versus Fox News? Some new developments. McDonald's is reworking some of their offerings, and it's all about driving more sales. Inflation notes made the news today. We'll tell you about that. If you are under 18, this shopping mall will require you to have a chaperone. Apartments are getting smaller, and why that's happening. We've got the Wall Street Report, and not to add to your stress level, but many of you are turning a blind eye to increased debt. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us learning more about some of the big business news stories of the day. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us there at IOB_NewsHour. Well, back in 2009, there was a crash of an Air France jet that was running a route between Rio de Janeiro to Paris that cost the lives of 228 passengers and crew. Well, now we've learned that both Air France and Airbus, the builder of the aircraft, have been found not guilty of involuntary homicide in a criminal trial in France. However, both companies are not off the hook, as they are now liable for civil damages. Hearings for that are slated for September 4th. The $1.6 billion suit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News was suddenly postponed. That trial was scheduled to begin on Monday. It didn't happen, as the judge in the case moved opening arguments to Tuesday morning. There was speculation that some sort of deal was worked out between the parties, but at news time, we were not able to confirm those stories. However, court watchers are saying it may be in the best interests of Fox News not to go to trial, considering the recent allegations brought by Abby Grossberg, a former Fox News producer, who has accused the network executives and attorneys of coercion. Might want to keep that out of the courtroom. In an effort to boost sales, fast food giant McDonald's is tinkering with their classic offerings. CNN is reporting the company says its buns will be softer, cheese gooier, onions will be added to patties right on the grill, and the Big Mac sauce, there's going to be more of it. The upgrades apply to the Big Mac and the McDouble burger, as well as the classic cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, and the hamburger. The improvements were first made to burgers in international markets, the company said, and have already arrived in some U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Seattle, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and they'll be available nationally by early next year. More sauce on your Big Mac. It's a special day. So what are the bets that inflation will tick down to the Fed target of 2%? Not going to happen, says BlackRock. Market Insider is reporting that the company says inflation won't come down to the Fed's 2% target, and investors who are buying on the dip in stocks should not be hoping that central bankers will cut rates and spur a rally. BlackRock is referring to last month's Consumer Price Index report, which showed prices climbed by 5% in March on an annualized basis. That was down from February's reading of 6%. Though that increase was lower than economists' estimates, prices are still well above the Fed's long-running standing target. Meanwhile, core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, increased 5.6% year-over-year in March, suggesting inflationary pressures are still present in the economy. And all this means that Americans will have to live with higher prices for years, and it suggests central bankers are likely to keep interest rates high this year. And that bodes poorly for the outlook of the stock market and consumers. It was a lackluster day on Wall Street as the major indexes played along the flat line for most of the trade, only to start bouncing upward in the final 90 minutes. Those numbers, I'll have those coming at you in just a bit. A New Jersey mall is blaming disruptive teens for an increase in bad behavior. And because of that, if you are under 18, you'll need to bring along an adult if you want to go in. Fox News is reporting that beginning April 28th, underage visitors at the Westfield Garden State Plaza in Paramus will have to be supervised by an adult 21 years or older Fridays and Saturdays after 5 p.m. The rule is being implemented due to an increase in bad behavior by some shoppers, the mall said. Unsupervised youths will be required to leave the mall on Friday and Saturday evenings. One adult may accompany four underage visitors, however. The rule does not apply to those aged 10 and younger. Police officers and mall security guards will check for identification in the form of a driver's license, school or military ID, or a passport. Those who refuse to provide an ID will be asked to leave. A teenager who spoke to Fox 5 New York said that she's seen several fights break out inside the mall, fights that are then caught on cell phone video and then uploaded to social media. The 14-year-old said it's a real problem and added that the new rule is sorely needed. You know, it's been said that Americans like their space, but when it comes to apartments, those apartments are getting smaller. New research from Rent Cafe shows some staggering new insights into the apartment sizes today. It found the average size of new apartments last year was 887 square feet. That's a 54-square-foot drop from just 10 years ago, which was the largest year-over-year decrease, down by 30 square feet. For people who work and live in the same space as many do now, this can result in a big lifestyle change and a need to downsize the amount of stuff you have in your apartment. One of the reasons we're seeing smaller new apartments being offered today is that more studios and one-bedroom apartments have entered the market since 2022. In fact, they now represent a share of 57% of the market. Not living large any longer, it would seem. Well, it took all day, but finally U.S. stocks finished the day higher. The major indexes played along the flat line all day long, but in the final hour, the Dow added 100 points to close at 33,987, while the NASDAQ picked up 34 points to end the trade at 12,157, and the S&P 500 was able to add 13 points to finish at 4,151. Investors are looking ahead to a batch of earnings from mega-cap technology names later in the week, including Netflix, which reports on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the price of oil plunged today, with West Texas Intermediate crude falling by over $1.50 to settle under $81 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how some generations are turning a blind eye toward debt and adding to their stress each month. The issue of people ignoring financial stress has grown in the face of challenges wrought by the pandemic, including high inflation. While fairly typical among young adults, the behavior is rising faster, experts say, leading to damaged credit and debt, which in turn could affect milestones such as buying a home later in life. Millennials in their 30s have racked up debt faster than any age group since 2019, with a 27% increase. But they could be overtaken by Gen Z, according to Credit Karma. The younger generation piled on 40% more debt in March from a year earlier. About 28% of Gen Zs and millennials report often or always feeling a sense of financial disassociation, compared with 4% of older Americans. And being disassociated from your credit can come back to bite you later. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.